This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Protests erupted Tuesday for a third straight night in Belarus after the top opposition candidate in Sunday's presidential election fled the country for her children's safety. Belarusian police used rubber bullets and stun grenades against anti-government demonstrators who turned out for the third consecutive night. Witnesses report police beating protesters before arresting them and smashing car windows before pulling people through out of the vehicles. Earlier Tuesday, people put flowers at a place in Minsk where a demonstrator was killed on Monday. Belarusian officials say more than 2,000 people have been arrested since protests began on Sunday. The European Union is accusing President Alexander Lukashenko's government of disproportionate and unacceptable violence and said it was reviewing its relations with Belarus. The main opposition candidate, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, fled to Lithuania after the vote. Official results gave her nearly 10% of the vote to Lukashenko's 80%. She says she will not recognize the results and has submitted a formal request for a recount. She sent a video message to her supporters Tuesday asking them to forgive her going to Lithuania at this time. Her husband was an anti-government lugger before he was jailed in May. She said it was a very hard decision to make. God forbid you ever face the choice that I faced. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Belarus's election was not free and fair, and he condemned ongoing violence against protesters and the detention of opposition supporters. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell also alleged election fraud. Lukashenko has ruled Belarus since it declared independence from Russia in 1991. He's been accused of suppressing free speech, ignoring human rights,